Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone as we celebrate Hanukkah and of course Parshas Miketz, which after a 1 year hiatus has once again resumed its place as Shabbos Hanukkah. So let me share with you a thought for Parshas Miketz and a thought for Hanukkah. First, we'll start with the Parsha. The Parsha, I had a Kasha, I don't know why it never bothered me before. Maybe it didn't, I just forgot. The Kasha is this. It says when the Shvatim came to Yosef, V'yeshu lefonav ha-bechor ki-bechay rasei, v'atzo'ir ki-tzi'ir rasei. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, it says that Yosef set them down by age order, and it was a pillar in their eyes. How did he know? Rashi says, he pretended to be doing magic. Makabe Gavia, Makaire. He would bang on his cup, his goblet. He told them he does magic with it. He banged on the cup and he said, Ruvain. He banged on the cup. He said, Shimon. He banged on Levi. That's what he did. And that way, he showed them that he's a sorcerer. He's like all the people in Mitzrayim. It bothered me. Kishuf is Asur. It's Asur. The others kept calling it Terakula. He's Ivor and Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lekach. He's Ivor and doing Kishuv. It's only according to the Rambam who holds that all Kishuv is fake Arai. All Kishuv is a bluff. Well, certainly, he's Ivor and Tamim Tiyam Hashem Lekach. He's Ivor and Mr. Sasei. And he's Ivor and Sinachshu and Haloi Sasei. How could Yosef do it? I know you're going to tell me the Ramban says in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't, the others didn't necessarily keep Kol HaTorah Kula, and Yaakov married sisters. I understand. But, of course, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And Chutz La'aretz, if there's a Tzairach, if they had some reason, then they didn't. But Stoma, of course, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. And definitely, it needs a Hesber. Sounds like a great Kasha. The end of the Parsha, when the Gevia is supposedly stolen from Yosef, and Yosef's servants come and chase after the Shvatim, and they find the Gevia ba'amtachas Binyamin. They find the Gevia in Binyamin's package. So it's interesting that we find in Chazal that the Shvatim said to him, you're a ganav, the son of a ganav. Your mother stole the trophim, and here you are, you're steer a ganav also. It means they were really chayshinim of doing it. It's a pella. They were chayshinim of doing it. Pella. Could be that Dafka, Yosef, treated this Gevia as a magical tool. And Binyamin was Taka, the son of Rachel. And Rachel Taka kept such a chumrah that she stole people's Avodah Zarah to prevent them from doing Avodah Zarah. So it may be that's why they were chayshid at Binyamin. Not that Stami's a ganis, but he takes his mother's midah, l'shem shemayim, of stealing people's things they shouldn't do averis. Maybe that was Yosef's plan. Yosef's plan was to do it. Well, yes, how could it be Aaron averis without a tzairach? Maybe. Maybe he did it for a tzairach. The whole tzairach was that when they catch Binyamin, it should be at least a little believable. And then they'll come back and we'll see what will happen. It could be. Who knows? Maybe it was for that reason. I don't know. Ulai. So this is a thought on the parsha. Let me talk a little about Hanukkah. My Hanukkah. What's Hanukkah all about? As you know, there are two miracles. The miracle of the Pach Shemen and the miracle of the Nitzach and HaMulchama. And we celebrate them. The miracle of the Pach Shemen, we light the menorah and sing Moed Sur, and the miracle of Nitzach and Amachama, we say Al Hanisim. Those are the two faces to the Pesumi Nisach Hanukkah. The Ramon, Simen Tav Resh Ayin, says it's a mitzvah laharbeis besudas ktsas. It's a mitzvah to add to the sudas. Why? Because the Chanukah Samizbeach. Because this is the third aspect of Hanukkah, the Chanukah Samizbeach. Three questions. Number one, where did the Ramah get the third reason for Hanukkah? We have the Neis HaPach and Nitzach and HaMulchamah. Where did he get this third reason of Chanukah HaMizbeach? Number two, what's Chanukah HaMizbeach? Chanukah HaMishkan. Chanukah is a Beis HaMikdash. Well, Chanukah is a Mizbeach. Mizbeach is one of the clay shares in the Beis HaMikdash. What's Chanukah is a Mizbeach? Ozeg Mar B'Shem Mizbeach. Chanukah is a Mizbeach. What's Chanukah is a Mizbeach? Chanukah is a Mishkan. We're laying. So it's Chanukah. It's not Chanukah is a Mizbeach. Chanukah is a Mishkan. What is the sinyan of Chanukah is a Mizbeach? Number three. On the 25th of Kislev, the Chashmonaim did not do a Chanukah Samizbeach. Chanukah Samizbeach, Beis HaMikdash, perhaps, but not Chanukah Samizbeach. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the Bo Pritzi V'Chilalua, and after Nunbeis in Avodah Zarah, it says that the Yevonim were Mechalel. Balamora says, on Ekamara, they were Mechalel all the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, the stones of the Mizbeach was stored forever in one of the lishchais of the Beis HaMikdash. They had to put together a new Mizbeach. The Rambam says on the 25th day they were still fighting the war. They won the war that day. There was no Chanukah HaMizbeach that day. This whole thing is such a pella. To answer it, let me tell you something that I heard from Rav Palm. Rav Palm gave shir in Yeridei. I attended his shir for 2 years. Rav Palm Shmuz was a Shmuz, and a Shir was a Shir. During the Yeridei Shir, he did not speak Musar, except for once, to my recollection. Once, two sentences. Listen to this. We were learning Hilchos Shechita, and the halacha is of whether the Shechit makes a Shechiyanu the first time he Shechits. Rav Palm stopped and looked at us and said, when a person gets married, why doesn't he make a Shechiyanu at his Chasana? And he paused for a moment. And then he said, because when a person gets married, he does not know what it is. It's what you make of it. He doesn't know if it's good. It's what you make of it. And then he went back to learning Yeridei. When something happens to a person, it's what you make of it. It reminds me of something that Ramesha said. Ramesha said that Moshe Rabbeinu had two children. First he named Gershom, Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nechriya, was a stranger in a distant land. And the second one he named Eliezer, because he said, Elekei Avi Be'ezri Ve'etzileini Mecherev Parei. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me from Parei's sword. So Ramesha asked, the order is backwards. First he was saved from Parei's sword, and only subsequently did he both see a Ger Be'eretz Rechaika. So the children should have been named Eliezer the Bechar and Gershom the second one. Avid Ramesha, when a miracle happens to you, is it good or bad? It depends what you make of it. Depends what you do with it. He's saved from Pari's hand. He runs away. If he'd run away and assimilate, then that would be a terrible thing that happened to him. He ran away. Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nechriya. I did not assimilate in this strange land. Ger Hayisi Be'eretz Nechriya. Now you can thank Hashem for saving you because something good came of it. Occasionally I have people who tell me, oh, you'll never believe what happened to me, a miracle. And they tell me, let's say, that they were diagnosed with an illness and bang, and it went away, it disappeared. Or something happened, it was a big tsar in the family and bang, it was a Yeshua. I say to them, no? They say, what do you mean? I say, no? Well, what's the end of the story? The beginning of the story is something miraculous happened to you. No? What's the end of the story? Tell me what you did with it. You didn't do anything with it. So what's the big deal that a miracle happened to you? It's a story. It's only worth something if something good and something positive comes from it. Back to our kasha. What happened on Chanukah? Miracles. Nitzach and HaMochama. And the nace of the Pach HaShemen. Klal Yisrael, what are you going to do with it? On that day, there was a Chanukah Sabbath HaMikdash. Of course, they came back. Chanukah Sabbath HaMikdash. Klal Yisrael, what are you going to do with it? Klal Yisrael went. Ozek Mor, Bishir Mizmar, Chanukah Sabbath Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was puzzled. They went, they built a Mizbeach. They celebrated a Mizbeach. They put into it the Kaychis that were befitting. Once that happened, so then it's worth celebrating. The celebration is not in the miracles alone. It's what happens afterwards, after the miracles take place. What happens next? Afterwards, they did a Chanukah HaMizbeach. Now we see from the behavior afterwards, on that day, of course they were moved. But subsequently, they got to work and did things in a lechatchila way. Oh, now it's the time to celebrate. It's an important lesson. Important lesson. Something good happens to you, make something of it. Do something with it. Rav Paim used to tell the story of once when he went on vacation. I believe it was to a city in Massachusetts. He went for a summer for a little while. And he had a kidney stone, or a, I believe it was a kidney stone, or something similar. And he had to be helicoptered to a hospital in New York City in order to save his life. After that, he didn't go on vacation again. From then on, his vacation was staying at home and sitting and learning. He didn't go on vacation again. Now, my lesson is not that you should never go on vacation again. My lesson is, something happens to you, new, where's the rest of the story? Rosh Hashanah did something for you. He did something to you. New, what's the rest of the story? There has to be a cause and an effect. Chanukah, there was a nes, Klai Yisrael did something. Ah, Purim, there was a nes, Kimu v'kiblu Yehudim. It says, L'shana Abba, they made it a Yom Tov. When the nes happened, they didn't make it a Yom Tov. No. They waited. Ah, what are you going to do with it? Klai Yisrael did something with it, Kimu v'kiblu. Ah, so then we're going to make it into a Yom Tov. It's what you do with it. Marriage is what you make of it. Miracles are what you make of it. The siyainas, illness, what do you make of it? Let's make good things out of it. Wishing everybody a meaningful Chanukah, a wonderful Shabbos, and the great joy of celebrating the Am Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches wherever we are, whenever we are, as we resist the Yevanim. Good Shabbos to all.